Good afternoon, everybody. So today, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to be learning page Resh Pei Vav on the base, page 572. We are in Simin Tav Chavav, and we are starting Se'if Beis, and these are the dinim of Kiddush Levana. So, says the Shulchan Aruch, Ein Mevarchan Al Yireach El B'Matzoy Shabbos K'shu Mevusam B'God of Na'im. A person should only say Kiddush Levana when it's Matzoy Shabbos, and you're feeling good, and you're wearing nice clothing, meaning you're at your best on Matzoy Shabbos, and that's the best time to say Kiddush Levana. Says the Mishbura Sif Katan, this is obviously only for the mitzvah min amuvchar, the Messiah and Baga, as the Rama will make clear. Because of the magen mishar, save from magen mishar simin zeh yiyah biyadcha bechodesh shetavarchu birchas halavana b'matzoy Shabbos timatzu hatzlacha. That the magen mishar says that in a month that you are mevarich the levana on matzoy Shabbos, you're going to see a lot of hatzlacha in that month. Meaning maybe next time when we have a cloud. Motzai Shabbos, and we get to go home and not have Kiddush Levana instead of celebrating in our hearts. We should feel sad that we're losing out on the opportunity, because it means that you can have that there's a tremendous amount of Hatzlacha that we're leaving on the table if we're not able to say Kiddush Levana Motzai Shabbos. Ukeshet Tischas v'Tesalim lo yuchlu levarichos haChodesh lo osachas lo yamutzlachas v'shalom. And if the it's cloudy all the time and we're not able to say Kiddush Levana that month, I think what he means is at all. Meaning, I think he's painting two extremes, that if you're able to do it k'shumavusam on Matzai Shabbos, that's a simon of great hatzlacha. If you're not able to do it at all because of the whole first half of the month is cloudy, that's really bad news. And if you're not able to do Matzai Shabbos, but you're able to do it at another time, so that's neither bad nor good. That is, that's just okay. So one should try to say Kiddush Levana when they are when they're in a good state, when they're when it's Motzei Shabbos and they're feeling good. In the Bir Halacha, he points out that the Bach writes, don't wait till Motzei Shabbos. He said the Vdas Habach shelo lahach mitzah mitzvah Motzei Shabbos alach shavro la shloshiyam me'amolad mekachin v'kein chasav b'maisa rav, that the Bach and the Vilna Gaon hold as soon as he can, as soon as 3 days of the month have passed, right away try to do Kiddush Levana. We try not to be machmitz the mitzvah at all. Says the Rama, V'davka im lal Motzei Shabbos hu kodem yud b'chodesh, oz mamtinin al Motzei Shabbos. That we're only going to wait for Motzei Shabbos if Motzei Shabbos is before the 10th day of the month. Avalimu achar kach ein mamtinin al Motzei Shabbos. But Motzei Shabbos is the 13th night of the month. You're not going to wait till Motzei Shabbos. Shem yu bezeil su gimel adalat ananim, because there may be 2, 3, 4 nights in a row where it's cloudy, v'lo yirua levana, and you're not going to have a Motzei Shabbos or Sunday night or Monday night, and then your chance will have passed you by, v'yavar hazman, and you won't be able to mekadesh levana that month. You can't play games with this. You can't roll the dice on something like that. Ukeshem mekadesh so bechol, when you are mekadesh levana on a weekday, yesh lo bosh begadim noim, then you should wear nice clothing to be mekadesh levana on a weekday. Says the Mishnah Brura Sivkata Nehei, I guess we skipped El Matzoy Shabbos Vudin Matzoy Yom Tov. When we say Matzoy Shabbos, Matzoy Yom Tov counts as well, because you're also mevusam, you're well fed and you're well dressed and you have all of that. Avalimu achar kach ratzalom shalom motzei Shabbos ulel yud aleph. If the lel motzei Shabbos is already the 11th day of the month, ein lahamtin, don't wait for motzei Shabbos. Tishem tischasa ba'avim oz, because maybe it will be cloudy then. V'gam ba'ar b'leil shachar kach, and maybe the 4 nights that follow will also be cloudy. Ulvimashkasa b'siv gimel ba'agot tzarich lachshav v'mishuro d'chamish shalelos ad chatzi chavtes yom yud beishos tavshin sadgim chalakim mimolad. According to what the Rama is going to write, there is no exact date, which is the last date to say Kiddush Levana. It really depends on the molad, and you have up until halfway through the 29 days, 12 hours, 793 halakim from the molad. So you'd have to cheshbon out, not exactly if it's the 10th night of the month or later, but whether it's, you have 5 days from then till your last night say Kiddush Levana, whenever it happens to be that month. Nowadays, if we do it during the weekday, we're not knowing to go home and put on a suit and get dressed nicely for Kiddush Levana. Vayter in the Rama, ein mekachin al Levana kodem Tisha B'Av v'lo kodem Yom Kippurim. We don't do Kiddush Levana before Tisha B'Av nor before Yom Kippur. Says the Mishnah Berurah, kodem Tisha B'Av d'shruin b'avelus. We don't do it before Tisha B'Av because we're in a state of avelus before Tisha B'Av, and kodem Yom Kippurim. The gamkein mu'yamin mikoach hadin ve'in shruin b'sin. simcha because we're terrified from the koach of the din, and therefore we're not experiencing simcha, and we're supposed to say kiddush levana from a state of simcha. Now, importantly, he writes ayin bir alacha. The bir alacha writes the local d'miyam kibum v'das halvushta ad rabba yesh al kaim a mitzvah b'yam me'elu b'yam keelu shetulim v'omdin upenzuchu sechad yachri akaf v'chein note das habes meir. He says that no, don't refrain from doing kiddush levana during asar simei tshuva. Daf could do kiddush levana during asar simei tshuva because in asar simei tshuva we're trying to get as many mitzvahs as we can so that we can tip the scales in our favor, and we stand a much better chance of tipping the scales in our favor by doing an extra mitzvah. So we try to do an extra mitzvah of Kiddush Levana. Maybe let's do a little bit weiter. On Matzah Yom Kippur, we can be Mekadosh Levana because we are Besimcha. But not on Matzah Tishah B'Av or another Tainis. Says the Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Yod Avalob Matzai Not a Matzai Tishbav Dein Shriim B'Simcha because we're not B'Simcha Matzai Tishbav Yivarchu B'Yom Shachareha Umavur B'Darkei Moshe Dim Tishbav Chal B'Yom Hey Yesh Alamtin Matzai Shabbos Shu Yud Beis Lechodesh. That if Tishbav is a Thursday, so best to do it on Matzai Shabbos, which would be the 12th day of the month, and that would be the ideal time to be Mekadosh Lechodesh. O Shar Tainus, nor should we do it on the Matzai of any other Tainus. Kigon Imloki If let's say for whatever reason until Asar B'Teves you hadn't been Mekadosh Levana, don't do it on Matzai Asar B'Teves. Wait for the next night, which is the 12th night of the month. Esther. But if the Tainus that we're talking about is Tainus Esther, so well, if you don't do it Matzai Tainus Esther, you're really running out of time. You don't have too many days left. So Matzai Tainus Esther, we would recommend doing it. V'inei, kol zeh l'das Rama. This is all according to the Rama. Aval das achronim b'kol zeh, the mekadosh afilu Matzai Tishbav. But many of the achronim disagree with this whole thing, and they say you should be mekadosh levana even on Matzai Tishbav, b'kol shkem b'shar tainis. And certainly on other tainis. Ela d'kas l'detzarech litom kodem. But they say you should eat something first, so that it's a little more k'shum avusam. U'b'matzai yom ha-kippur mitoch shasmechen sh'yotzu b'dim. It's just that on Matzah Yom Kippur you don't need to eat something first because you're anyway happy because you just came free from din. But on Matzah Tishbav you have to be careful to change your shoes also. You have to put on real shoes in order to be Mekadesh the Levana on Matzah Tishbav. The later Achronim say, yeah, but if you're wearing sneakers and it's the same sneakers you would wear every day of the week anyway, so then you don't need to dafka go put on leather shoes that you would never otherwise be wearing anyhow. It means that you shouldn't be going barefoot. Linin Avel Emes Mekadesh. As far as when an Avel should be Mekadesh Levana, Dasa Magnavram Dimyashem Avilusa Kodem Asir B'Chodesh Yamtin V'Kadesh B'Lel Yud. If his Shiva is over before the 10th day of the month, good. So then wait till after the Shiva. Avilum Kala Avilusa B'Yud B'Chodesh. But if his Avilus is over on the 10th day of the month, Lo Yamtin Adlel Yud Aleph. Don't wait until the 11th night of the month. Mutav Shi Kadesh Levana B'Tochimei Avilusa. Better to be Mekadesh Levana during Shiva. V'das Bal Shari Ephraim Dim Yeshul Sekadish Acher Klosi Me'avilusa Yamtin. The Shari Ephraim says if you can wait till after Shiva it's best. Ach Im Kishi Yamtin Yavar Zman Yochel Kadish B'tochim Me'avilusa. But if by waiting you're going to miss it, so then do it during Avelus. V'yochel Latzis L'chutz Sekadish V'ayin Bir Alecha. And you could go outside to be Mekadish the Levana and the Ayin Bir Alecha as far as doing it during a period of Avelus. I think the Achronim say you don't say the cheerful psukim, you just keep it to the bracha if a person is an avelus. So what we learned today is first of all that the best time to say Kiddush Levana is on Matzai Shabbos when you're wearing nice clothing and you're feeling good, or Matzai Yom Tov for that matter. But the Rama said that if Matzai Shabbos is past the 10th night of the month, don't delay until Matzai Shabbos because it is too risky to do so. And we saw that there are Achronim that hold that you should dafka do Kiddush Levana as early as possible anyway. So even though we wait till Motzei Shabbos, we don't wait till a Motzei Shabbos past the 10th night of the month. We also don't do Kiddush Levana before Tisha B'Av because we're in Avelus. It's machlokas whether we do it before Yom Kippur. The Ramah says no, and other Achronim say yes, we do dafka to get that extra zuchus. But if we're going to do Kiddush Levana on Motzei of a fast day, we should break our fast other than Yom Kippur because we're besimcha anyway, and we should make sure to put on proper shoes. Bez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with the second line of the Ramah on page Resh Pei Zayin Amud Aleph. Everyone have a wonderful evening. Thank you so much for joining.